Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
John, did you see this headline here? There's a couple of headlines here. First, let's read this one here. Temporary restraining order extended against Montana transgender bathroom bill. That's from the Montana Television Network. Another liberal news outlet, the Montana Free Press. State attorneys defend trans bathroom bill in court. That's what they want to limit this to, is they want to just say this is just a bathroom bill. Well, first off, if you're a woman or a little girl, a bathroom is a pretty important place to keep, to have your privacy in, right? But this is about more than just bathrooms. It's about locker rooms. It's about women's prisons and protecting women there. It's about women's shelters and making sure that some crazy man doesn't sneak into the women's shelter where a woman might be trying to get away from that type of abuse. But what I find most interesting about this is what's being ignored by the rest of the media. You have an LGBT judge pushing his own personal agenda. That judge in Missoula is an LGBT judge pushing his own personal agenda and blocking a law that has overwhelming support from the people of Montana.
What have you heard your whole lives is that Democrats were supposedly the party of the people, the party of the working man, and Republicans were all about the rich folks. Well, that has been completely turned on its head. And what do you think the percentage of support out here for people that want trannies in women's bathrooms and in women's locker? What do you think the percentage is? I mean, it's what, 3% of people that want that?
We're told it's an 80-20 issue, but it's even bigger
it's
than
worse
that.
Than that.
Their side is just louder. I mean, they control a majority of the Democrat Party. In fact, they control the entirety of the Montana Democrat Party right now, who all voted against this common sense bill. But when it comes to everyday people on the ground, it's way, way bigger than an 80-20 issue, I think, if you get out there and actually talk to people.
And I tell you something, just for anybody out there that would dare to do that, you want to dress up like a woman and walk into a woman's bathroom. I don't know about you, Aaron, but most of the Montana men I see out here, say 20 to 50 years old, these guys are 6 foot tall, wearing a baseball cap. They probably weigh about 240 pounds. If you go in that bathroom when their little girl or their wife is in there, you are going to regret it, no matter what some judge says.
what I just think is so that just needs to be stressed here is like, okay, whatever this judge's lifestyle is, you do you, man. You do your thing, right? I'm not going to, you know, judge this decision because of your lifestyle. But here's the thing. This judge apparently loves men so much that he thinks that men deserve privacy rights, and which is why they get to go in the women's bathroom. But apparently he thinks women don't deserve privacy. So this judge actually ruled that, well, men's privacy rights matter more than women's privacy rights. And it's like, okay, dude, I get it that you have a lifestyle that goes a certain way. But really? You're going to argue that men have privacy rights and women don't? Do you hate women that much? Oh sorry.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John, we've got a random start for you here. By the way, we've got phone lines open for you as well if you want to jump in on the conversation here. So, John, I don't know if you saw this story. This was a couple of friends have sent me this story, and I guess my opinion is different from a couple of my friends' opinion. I had one friend on X sent this to me and said, I can't believe the Bozeman Police Department is doing this. These guys need to be held accountable. I had another friend from the High Line send this story to me and say, hey, what do you think about this? And when I read this story, but again, this is coming from a military veteran, and you're a law enforcement veteran, and you served overseas as well. Look,
when you deal with dark things on a day-to-day basis and you deal with bad things, dark humor and just humor in general is how you get through the tough things that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, right? And I know you and I have talked about this before. And so this was the headline, though. It was a KBZK TV story. Police officers were playing mid-shift bingo while on duty in Bozeman. And so the bingo card had, you know, basically all of the crazy stuff that being a police officer you might come across. Now, there was some lighthearted stuff in here like, okay, one of the bingo squares was getting the lowest team score on a physical fitness test. putting out a fire before the Bozeman Fire Department arrived. That was another one. So they were picking, you know, kind of poking a little fun at the, but then like if you ran across somebody that was running around buck naked, that was a bingo square, right? And so anyway, apparently the police chief, you know, had a press conference and he was basically, you know, apologizing for the bingo card that was revealed that some of these officers had. But to me, it's just like, man, anybody who's worked as an EMT or a nurse or law enforcement or military, it's like you deal with some bad stuff and, you know, humor is how you get through a lot of that bad stuff. So I maybe I'm just too calloused, but that was kind of my reaction when I saw this story.
Yeah, and well, see, they didn't show him there that you automatically win the game right there if you have to end up wrestling with a buck naked guy who is aroused, shall we say. you win the bingo for the night right there. But this is just good, innocent fun. I mean, what is the matter with you people? If these police officers don't arrest the criminals or come out and save you when you need it, then you can complain. Other than that, this is total BS. Guys, have fun. Do what you got to do to get through your shift. You know, nobody cares.
How do we give an award for whoever won the bingo game is the real thing I'd be saying. Is like, now to be fair, like, you know, critics might say, well, hey, you know, while they were playing this bingo game, you know, were there any antics that took place or investigations that didn't happen? And apparently an investigation found that, yeah, you know, there were no wrongful arrests. There were no officers acting outside their normal duties. So, again, they were having a little bit of fun to survive their shift. I mean, Bozeman police officers are dealing with all sorts of craziness right now. You've had the Mexican drug cartels invading the Gallatin Valley. Tren de Aragua has been in Gallatin Valley. Of the 1,000 illegal aliens that invaded this state during the last 4 years of the Biden tester regime, you know, the governor was told that a majority of them are in the Gallatin Valley. And that's what these police officers have had to deal with. So a little dark humor, it's, you know, why don't some of these other people not, you know, I respect the friends who sent this story to me. That's why I say I just respectfully disagree when it comes to this story. But for a lot of the people that were probably expressing outrage about this story, I'll bet you, much like Chris Van Hollen out of Maryland, they didn't express any outrage with, you know, the wrong way drunk drivers on the interstate that were illegal aliens. Did they express outrage at the transients and when a transient raped a teenage girl in Bozeman? Like, but oh, they'll get outraged about something like this real fast, won't they?
You can complain. I'll listen to your complaints about the police when the police weren't out there arresting bad guys or saving you or helping you when you needed help. I'll listen to your complaints then. This stuff, forget about it.
It's kind of like those gun control activists or the defund the police crowd, especially like the Hollywood celebrities that were attending all the BLM protests and calling to defund the police. But when, you know, something went wrong in the neighborhood, who did they call? They didn't call the Ghostbusters. They called the police.
Just the other night, I had an interaction with four different police officers here in Montana, and they could not have been nicer, cooler, more professional. I mean, they were awesome.
And by the way, that story that John's alluding to there, if you missed the write-up on our Montana Talks website, I asked John if he'd want to talk about it on the show today, and even tough old John Jackson here would probably break down if we started talking about this story. Basically, it was an Easter weekend miracle. He got a phone call from his daughter
from his baby girl that she was in a car wreck. A guy ran a red light, slammed right into the vehicle she was riding in. And John wrote a beautiful post on X. I shared it on our Montana Talks website about how he felt the presence of God as he walked onto that accident scene, emergency vehicles everywhere, and he sees his daughter walking towards him without a scratch. John, I'm getting verklempt. It's not even my story, and I'm over here getting verklempt. You know, like,
there is, if you've ever seen the image at nighttime of police cars and fire trucks and ambulances and the lights and all that, it is a vision of tragedy and death. And you coming up on that, knowing you have a family member that's been involved in it, I mean, oh, but that will make your heart stop.
Yeah. Anyway, it was incredible, and my heart almost stopped just reading your initial post on X. You know, thinking something, you know, even worse had happened. But check out his full write up, MontanaTalks.com. We got the phone lines open for you if you got something you want to talk about. Back right after this.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I want to get to some good news stories here. Some more good news stories for you here on this Tuesday. I want to talk specifically about Lincoln County, Montana. You know, when we talk about making mining great again, making our timber industry great again, you know, we're talking about Lincoln County, Montana. A couple of headlines I want to share with you here, a couple of good news headlines. And Lincoln County is also along our northern border, so let's talk about the northern border numbers as well. There's been a lot of talk about the southern border and what a difference a new president makes. Well, let's talk about the northern border, but first let's go into the phone lines, 406-294-0970. Owen in Billings, thanks for the call. Owen, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Of course, you changed the topic as soon as I get in my phone call.
You can weigh in on those if you want to throw something out there. That'll happen. Somebody will call in, and then by the time they get on the phone, they heard three other callers and three other topics, and then they're fired up about three new things.
No, I'll just stick with the old topic. I was just going to say, I think our Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office and our BPD are absolutely some of the finest officers that we have. I work beside them as a tow truck operator, but even yesterday I just asked an officer to block the traffic for me on Main Street while I was backing a truck up. If you look on Billings Reckless Drivers, there's a picture of my truck. Back in a truck up on the Main Street yesterday, but I had two officers more than willing to help me yesterday, and I guess that's probably just a shout out for them, but I just want to say that we have some of the best officers. I think they're above reproach.
Well, and the stuff they got to deal with and some of the stupidity they got to deal with, but still maintain that professionalism in the midst of it. When everyday Montanans, I don't know if they'd have the patience that so many of these men and women in law enforcement do. And hey, by the way, Owen, thanks for what you do as a tow truck operator. Man, there's been some tough losses on that front. I mean, you're out there risking your life, too, especially when the roads get real bad. So we appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
All right, and a Marine Corps veteran, if I remember right, right?
That is correct.
Okay, well, there we go. Semper Fi, great to have you on the show. Let's see, John, where do we go next? You got something you want to throw out before we switch tracks here?
I've got a great story for you, talking about local Montana law enforcement, and I won't give this up where this is, you know, just because I'm going to change the names to protect the innocent. But we had a case years ago where we're going out, and we know a trafficker is coming up the road, and we need him pulled over. We need him pulled over by a uniformed police officer because we want this to stay cool. And so we go and talk to the sheriff, and we're telling him,
hey, so
sheriff,
you're doing some sort of undercover.
It's undercover, yeah.
Yeah.
We're walling off the whole operation and the informant and everything. And we talked to the sheriff. We said, Sheriff, can you get your guys to pull him over, interview him, get the consent to go in there? You're going to find the dope in there and all this. You know, this is how you do it. And he sits there and listens to us, and he goes, you know what, guys? My deputies don't have the experience to do this. Why don't y'all do it? And we're like, well, Sheriff, what do you mean? He says, I'll just give you a police car and give you our Ray jackets, and you go do it. We're like,
Good deal, Sheriff. We'll do that. And so we got into the deputy sheriff's car and executed a vehicle stop with his rain jackets. The guy was awesome. He was just like, hey, you know what? We don't have the experience for this. Why don't you go ahead and do it?
I was trying to. What was that old show? What was that old show where the story you are about to see is true? Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent. Do you remember that?
I do. That's Dragnet.
That was Dragnet. Yeah. Okay. All
dun,
right.
Dun,
Dragnet. Okay, good. Now I need, because I was, if I was a little bit faster, I would have pulled up the Dragnet theme song. Let me see. I think I can, let's see if this is correct here. Caden, keep your finger on the red button just in case YouTube tries to pull a once over on me here with this.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Sergeant Joe Friday.
Just the facts, ma'am. Just
Officer
the facts.
Officer Bill Gannon. Oh, yes. I remember that show. Might be about nap time right now if I was hearing Dragnet on the TV as a little kid back in the day. But, no, that was a great show. 1967, is that when that was on live?
Unbelievable. God.
Crazy.
And they did that in reruns for years. And then if you ever get a chance, watch Dan Aykroyd and Tom Hanks did the Dragnet movie, which is, I mean, his imitation of Joe Friday is dead on.
Yeah, I think I went to that movie when it first came out. I feel like my dad was a beer salesman, so we'd get tickets to stuff as a kid, pretty much to everything. He'd just trade out beer, and you could get anything you want, you know. But if your dad was a beer salesman, ski passes, or back in the day, anyway, I don't know if it's still that way now, but so I feel like we went to like a special screening for the Dragnet movie or something like that. But this was kind of a funny sidebar. John always has these great Seinfeld movie quote references. Seinfeld and like maybe something from Friends, and The Simpsons is another one. I didn't realize this, John. You were telling me that when you were down in South America working, that those were the only American TV shows that you could get on TV down there. So that's why you have all these great Seinfeld references alone.
Seeing every episode, and that would have been up through, what was it, the year, you know, 2001, 2002, every single episode of The Simpsons, Friends, and Seinfeld, everyone.
All right. Dragnet, speaking of law enforcement, the northern border, Congressman Ryan Zinke from the Western Congressional District sent this out. The Northern Border Caucus and Tom Homan are working in lockstep to seal the northern border, and the results are clear. There is still more to do, but this is what happens when an administration cares about enforcing the law. And he was sharing a story from the New York Post. Northern border sector, previously overrun by illegal migrants, sees dramatic drop in crossings. And then there was this quote, "We haven't seen anyone since November." The northern border was even getting overrun. Now it's ground to a halt. John, I thought we were supposed to get a border bill before the northern border would be secure. How come all this is happening without a bill?
That, and unfortunately, our own Republicans participated in that charade. And President Trump had the line of the month in his State of the Union where he said, all we heard from Democrats and Joe Biden was that we needed new legislation to protect the border. And it turns out all we needed was a new president.
Yeah, exactly. Chief Patrol Agent Robert Garcia shared this via X. A stark contrast between 1,109 apprehensions in March of 2024 and this March with just 54 apprehensions across the Swanton sector, a 95% decrease. By the way, talking about the TV show Dragnet, our producer, Caden, who's only 24 years old, said, y'all are aging yourselves. For the record, Caden, I only saw the reruns. I think John was old enough to watch it live, maybe, when it came out. Were you? Yeah, you would have been alive by
then. I was a little boy. You remember back then, and up to what, when the 80s, you only had like three TV stations, right? So that's what you watch. Whatever that program that came on at that time, we had this shared experience as Americans, all people of that age bracket. You watch the same TV shows.
That's why, like, when it comes to baseball teams, so often you'll see people that grew up in Montana that live in Montana, and they're either Atlanta Braves fans or they're Chicago Cubs fans, because you either got, you know, yep, the Cubs games or you got the Braves games, right? And so, of course, that's changed here more in recent years. But, yeah, that's
was WGN. Was it WGN Chicago?
WGN was, yeah,
and then
the
with the Ted Turner station
the
out of.
TBS?
Yeah, TBS out of Atlanta, yeah.
Yep. Let's see. Yeah, Lincoln County, a couple of good news headlines here. Let's start with the Montana-specific one. Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson motioned during the April land board meeting to advance a logging project in Lincoln County, the motion receiving unanimous support from the Montana land board. Secretary Jacobson saying, quote, "These timber sales remain a win-win for Montana and our Montana students. It's important for us to responsibly manage our forests to reduce fire fuel, promote regeneration, and generate revenue for our schools." Somebody might want to share this news with Chris Matthews on MSNBC, because he was just wondering where we're going to make lumber in America. He was beside himself because we're dependent on Canada for our lumber right now and for our paper products. And so he just was beside himself. Where are we going to make lumber in America? Chris Matthews was shrieking. Well, here we go.
I'm sorry, Aaron. I can't really respond to that because I already died. I passed away from the Trump tariffs, as I assume that you did as well. I'm unable to respond to that. Did we not all die in the catastrophe of the Trump tariff war? Oh, my God. I mean, all of you people, just shut up.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I was talking with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal, and she was talking about, you know, the Trump tax cuts, and how if the Trump tax cuts are not made permanent this year, if the Trump tax cuts go away, that would lead to a 22% tax hike for the average Montana family. The average Montana family taxpayer would see a 22% tax hike. Over 100,000 small businesses in Montana would see a massive tax hike. That is a far bigger hit than the whole tariff conversation. But you'll see these TV stations, well, there's a brewery that worries where they're going to get their aluminum cans from. It's like, okay, well, yeah, that's okay, good story. But what about all these people that are going to get hit with a massive tax hike if the Trump tax cuts aren't made permanent? I mean, they never focus on that side of the story. Instead, they'll cheerlead the Democrats who want to raise your taxes.
Because this is not the news. This is not your dad's or your grandpa's news. These are partisan political activists giving you the talking points. Nothing more.
Tim and Shelby, stay with us here. We got to hit the hard break, and then we'll get to Tim and Shelby listening to KSEN right after this. Plus, we've got phone lines open for you, 294-0970.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
Recently, I had the opportunity to sit down with Dr. Wadad Cruzado, who will be retiring at the end of June as the 12th president of Montana State University. And I wanted to share with you the message that she left me with at the end of this conversation, as it's a message for each and every one of us.
I'm a much better person thanks to you, thanks to Montana State, but particularly thanks to the state of Montana. I was blown away at the minute I arrived, and they said, people in Montana are authentic. What you see is what you get. They're great conversationalists, and they care. I learned in Jordan, Montana, that neighbor is a verb. And I will always remember that as my parting gift from Montana. This is an amazing place. This is your university. Make sure that you reach out, you hold our feet to the fire, because what we're doing here is precious. We're building the future of America, starting in the Treasure State. Thank you. Go, cats, go.
For my entire conversation with Dr. Wadad Cruzado, visit my Facebook page, Lane Nordlund, Ag Broadcaster. It's an hour-long conversation, but it's worth every minute. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
All right, let's jump right into the phone lines here. Plus, we've got John Jackson, the Joker from X, hanging out with us here in studio as well. Tim and Shelby listening to KSEN Radio. Great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just telling you, I was listening to you, how you are saying how good our police are, you know, our law enforcement. And here in Shelby, they're doing an outstanding job. They've got three illegals in one time that was being harbored by an American citizen, which is now also in jail. They've caught two more illegals here, which are now in jail waiting for deportation. And at the border, the amount of drugs and everything they are seizing up there in Sweetgrass and Coots, the law enforcement here in Shelby, Montana, is doing an outstanding job.
Well, and that was evident in that with the story that you just mentioned. So Montana Highway Patrol troopers pulled over a vehicle with fake Texas plates outside of Billings, Montana. And then eventually you've got Border Patrol and you've got the Toole County Sheriff's Office all obviously working together. And effectively, that ends up leading to the arrest of three Trinidad Aragua gang suspects that were living in Shelby, Montana. Yeah, with a woman who had already been previously convicted of smuggling illegal aliens into the country in California. And
yeah,
and when I caught up with your sheriff, he was telling me, oh, they've had all sorts of run-ins with illegal aliens up there. And last year, when Joe Biden was still in power, They'd bust these illegal aliens, and then ICE or Border Patrol would be forced to just put the people back out on the streets. Now, these people are actually getting deported or thrown in prison.
Well, Sheriff Padilla and his posse are doing an awesome job up here.
Sure seems like it to me. Yeah, it was great having him here on the show here recently. Tim, great to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. Yeah, that coordination is a beautiful thing to see when you can see. But the other thing is, it's just yet another reminder, John, of the quote from President Trump during his joint address to Congress. It was like, no, we didn't need a border bill. We just needed a new president. Because imagine the frustration of that sheriff and those sheriff's deputies and those everybody going back just as recent as 1 year ago when you sacrifice your life to protect our streets. And then you find out that these dirt bags just get thrown right back out on the streets.
I had a case years ago where we captured a couple of these guys, a couple of these illegal Mexican cartel guys, and they were here in Montana as kidnappers and assassins. And we caught them before they could complete the deed, but we didn't have anything on them because they hadn't actually, like I said, completed the deed. All we had on them were, they had no criminal histories. All we had them on was being illegals. So we called Border Patrol. Border Patrol shows up and say, yeah, you're getting deported. So we're driving them back to the office. And these guys don't know that I speak Spanish. And they're in the back. And you got to remember, these guys are assassins and kidnappers and drug traffickers, right? They're in the back talking about how we're racist. All these people here in Montana are racist because they're actually going to deport us. And like I said, they don't know that I speak Spanish. So I turned right around and I said, yeah, right in Spanish to them, I said, yeah, that's right, Jose. And I want you to tell everybody that you know this story. Don't come to Montana.
That's why this El Salvador prison is so beautiful, that the Democrats fell into the Trump trap and the Dems have now become MS-13, the Democrats MS-13, you know, gang publicists, because they're just reminding the whole world, hey, you mess around with the United States of America right now, this is where you could end up. Whereas before, what was the message? Hey, come to America, the land of free stuff, and you can go live in a fancy New York hotel room. And don't worry, Tim and Shelby will pay the tab for you.
Well, that's the great thing about these RICO charges that we talked about here, Bill. The DOJ has unveiled these RICO charges. RICO will go, it's going to be like a snowball going down the hill, and all of these guys are going to end up talking, and everybody as a part of that group can be tagged with crimes that other people committed because they're a member of that criminal conspiracy. I mean, it can take down God knows how many people.
I mean, not only was Joe Biden and John Tester bankrupting America, not only were they allowing for the invasion of America by 15 million plus illegal aliens, but look at the way they were shutting down American industry and blocking and standing in the way of American industry. Here's that takes me to the other good news headline here. It's a liberal website, but the Montana Free Press has this. Trump signs executive order to expedite permitting of Lincoln County mine. The administration designated 10 projects throughout the country as critical, including the copper and silver mine owned by Hecla Mining Company. So this is Lincoln County, Northwest Montana. The Libby Exploration Project, previously called the Montanor Mine, was initially proposed in the early 80s. We've had liberal federal judges kind of try to stand in the way of this. But by some estimates, there are 500 million ounces of silver and 4 billion pounds of copper beneath the Cabinet Mountains. But yet, look at all the poverty in Libby, Montana. That's what they want. They these liberal judges that stand in the way of these projects, they want us to be dependent on China for these materials, and they want so much poverty in places like Libby, Montana, so that people become dependent on the government, so they keep voting for more of that nonsense.
This is another one, just like the bathroom bill you were talking about earlier. Countdown, 3, 2, before this gets some lefty greeny group file some lawsuit in federal court and you get some injunction in federal court put against this.
Yeah, and they'll say, well, John, it's because of grizzly bear habitat. Oh, give me a break. Have you seen how many freaking grizzly bears are out there right now running across the prairie? Give me a break.
The two-footed platypus or something is nests there.
Duck-billed platypus.
Yeah, some ridiculous thing.
Don't you remember the Encyclopedia Britannica commercials in the 80s? It's the duck-billed platypus.
God, I admit, I'm one of those people like you probably did a lot of my homework as a kid out of those encyclopedias, right?
Caden's over there shaking his head at these two old men in the other studio.
He's probably never seen an encyclopedia.
He's like, what are they talking about? Encyclopedia? We used to say you could Google it, but now Google's going to hide anything they can from you. That you got to go to Grok or something like that to get the information anymore these days. Next up on the phone lines, we've got Ken in the Billings Heights. Ken, thanks for the call.
Well, thank you. I got two questions. Number one is, we still got about 15 or 20 million of these aliens all over the United States. How are we going to handle all of these people? And then the other thing I was going to say, you know, they're talking about aluminum for the beer. Hey, I like bottled beer. I mean, let's go with it, long neck bottles. I mean, you know, them Texans, they've been drinking that stuff like that for years.
Well, or maybe we need more aluminum plants in America again. You know, we used to have an aluminum plant in Montana, right? You know, so it's like all of these things that we've become dependent on other countries for. And then now people are saying, oh, well, if we don't let other countries tariff us, where are we going to get our lumber from? Where are we going to get our aluminum from? Let's see. Ken, thanks for the call. John, great question. If the Democrats don't even want one MS-13 gang member to be deported, how are we going to get rid of the 14.9999999 million of the rest of them?
Right now, in this coming up reconciliation bill, congressional Republicans have to cut off every last dime of this money going out to these NGOs that are supporting these people. Not one more hotel, not one more meal, not one more phone, not one more nothing. And then secondarily, you start going out here after these employers. These employers out here all throughout the United States that make it their business to hire illegal aliens so they can work them extra hours and pay them less money and all that, and start putting their scalps on the wall. Start issuing huge fines against them, jail time if necessary.
necessary. And once they don't have their support network of money and jobs anymore, they won't have anything left to do but go home.
And there has to be some sort of an expedited hearing process to technically provide hearings and then deport. But a lot of these don't even need that.
Nope.
Here's the deal. Millions of illegal aliens were deported under Clinton, Bush, Obama, Bush Sr. We were able to deport millions before. Why are they stopping us from deporting millions now?
Well, there's already, I think it's 1.2 million of them already have deportation orders. They have filed for asylum and they were denied. There is no more due process got to get done with
they
these people.
Got it.
And everybody else out there, like I've been saying for a month, you tell these people on the bus, on the way to the detention center, if you want to file, you want to beef this, when we win, first of all, you're going to jail. And when we win, you're going to El Salvador or someplace else that's very unpleasant.
Finita la musica. So, you know, what's you like the diehard phrase, welcome to the party, pal? Well, now it's the party's over, pal. You know, finita la musica.
Se acabó la fiesta, caballeros. That means the party's over, gentlemen.
What did he call me? I don't know. I don't speak Japanese. That's a Chris Farley reference, Caden. Look that one up on YouTube. That's a great one. Remember when Chris Farley was doing the Japanese game show where they... We're going to cut off his fingers if he got the question wrong. I don't speak Japanese. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, it was a classic. All right, we got a couple callers on the line right after this.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's get right back into the phone lines here, 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about, let me tell you about something I want to talk about real quick. In fact, I've been wanting to talk about this since President Trump was sworn in as the 47th president of the United States back on January 20th. That's where I got a chance to meet Lee. He's a Marine Corps veteran, Big Fork, Montana. And I ran into him at the inauguration with a whole group of Montanans, and he was saying, hey, Aaron, you're a fellow veteran. You got those aches and pains that I've got from rucksacks and some hard landings and things like that, but you still know that you got to exercise, because if you don't move, you can't move. Well, what if you could get the more gain but with less pain? That's the concept. That's why he built the Power Plus Pain Aid. It's basically one of those small energy drinks that also, without all the chemicals though, it's one of those small energy drinks that also has pain relieving vitamins that come with it. So you get the energy and you get the pain relieving vitamins as well. Right now, I've gotten a chance to try his product. I've got it right here. I really love this product. You can get 15% off. Go to drinkpowerplus.com. drinkpowerplus.com, and you can take 15% off your order by using the code Flint15 at checkout. Flint15 at checkout at drinkpowerplus.com. Frank in Evergreen, what's on your mind this morning?
Oh, about the Libby project that Trump wants to get the go-ahead on. And first off, my question is there going to be a silver refinery there? And the reason I say this is what in Idaho, in the panhandle, there around the Silver Valley, where they got all the old refineries, when I worked down there, there was a lot of silvery-looking elements. And some of these were like lead, zinc, tin, cadmium, mercury, lead. I mean, it's just an onslaught of it. It's a separation process to get it all off, but it's even 100% silver, you can't make it. It's you get 99.91 was rated at there.
But kind of your point is basically like, hey, not only should we mine it here, we should refine it here too. Is that your point?
No, not really, because some of these elements like cadmium has a dust that it gets on the trucks and it goes through the air, and it causes birth defects. And you ought to see a good movie on Netflix. It's about Toxic Town. It's about a situation like this in England. And it's just the birth defects. It's just horrid.
Well, but part of this, too, is, you know, the modern-day mining practices. I mean, a lot of people that have knee-jerk reactions to mining are judging it based off of what took place over 100 years ago, right? And you got these modern-day practices. And then some of the people who claim that, well, climate change, it's like they're actually leading to more emissions by forcing these industries elsewhere overseas instead of doing it here in America. But, John, I truly think that not only should we be talking about mining here in America, but refining here in America as well, because sometimes you might mine a product here in America, but then they have to ship it back to China to refine it.
Exactly. And you saw Trump here, what, 2 weeks ago, shift fire with these tariff things, and all of it is now focusing on China, exactly where most of it needs to be focused. And we have got to bring all of our industry and all of our jobs back here. America first. That's what that means. Stop selling out for a quick buck to overseas enemies. And that's who China is. They are not our friends at all. They are our enemies in just about every way.
You know, this is interesting. Matt in Kalispell just messaged me. I mentioned earlier that the last estimates, apparently, according to that Montana Free Press article, say that there's 500 million ounces of silver at that mine in Lincoln County. At the current price, Matt says that is worth $16.4 billion with a B. $16.4 billion. And yet, man, I did an event at the grocery store in Libby last summer, giving out grocery store gift cards. We had like 50 people in line. That's how much just a grocery store gift card meant to people. We should not have people struggling like that in a place like Libby, Montana, that is surrounded, that it literally standing on top of a gold mine practically, right?
That's all part of the Democrat strategy to destroy the United States, is first of all, destroy the middle class. So therefore, you only have the rich and the poor. And see, both of those classes are dependent on government. What they cannot have is this giant independent middle class that doesn't care about them and doesn't need them.
All right, let's see. Let's go to Sue in Big Fork. Sue, we're just about out of time. What did you want to share?
I wanted to call you and ask you to sound the alarm on this chemtrail thing. I know you've dismissed it a couple of times, but now Trump has created a task force to go after it. Kennedy's all over it. I see it daily. I live on Swan. And you wake up in the morning, you've got this beautiful blue sky. And about 11 or 12, I start seeing the tic-tac-toe grid of the...
What's the task force?
...dropping these chemicals.
What's the task force? Because, what's the task... You said Trump launched a task force. What's the task force?
Yes. Yes.
No, what's the name of it?
I can send you the article if you'd like. You can read all about it to give it more credibility.
Okay, yeah. Shoot me an email. Aaron@MontanaTalks.com. Yeah, John, have you seen him? Story about a task force on that?
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, all right.